Our own Michael Genovese, obviously, with the Weekend Breakfast program, is up in Darwin.
Yeah, for 9 years. Good morning to you, Michael.
Hey, good morning, boys. It's a shocker up here. The town's just waking up to it all now, but this took place yesterday evening around about 6 o'clock. We're out the front right now of the Palms Motel, so it's right in the heart of Darwin, and that's where this killing spree has actually taken place, right in the middle of the city. So there are reports that witnesses here at the motel heard up to 20 gunshots, and they heard a man, the gunman, repeatedly yelling out the same name, the name of the man that he was looking for. One person has been killed here at the motel where I'm at, just around the corner. Another man has been killed there as well. And from there, the gunman has taken to a popular night spot. It's called the Buff Club. It's a pub on Stuart Highway. So that's where police are now investigating claims that there was an altercation between two patrons. One of them has allegedly pulled out a knife. The other's allegedly pulled out a gun. And one man was killed there as well. And the fourth crime scene that Darwin's waking up to this morning is about 5 km out of the CBD in a home in one of the suburbs, just a short drive from where we are. So right. That's the scene. And it's a shocker, and people are still coming to terms with it.
So the name that he was yelling out, was it Alex? Was that what he was reportedly yelling out?
I've heard a couple of different versions of what he was yelling out. We haven't been reporting that just yet. We're looking to get that confirmed because obviously that'll be a pretty key detail into whatever forms the motive of this man. He hasn't been charged yet. He hasn't been named yet. The details that we do know about him, he's a 45-year-old, has been in prison as recently as January. That's when he got parole, and that's when he had to wear a electronic monitoring bracelet. So he had one of them on his ankle. Now, after all this has happened, he called police himself and wanted to hand himself in, spent the night in hospital. He's undergone, obviously under police guard, he's undergone blood tests. They're trying to work out if there was alcohol or drugs in his system.
Right, gee. As you say, they would be in shock. You wouldn't expect that in Darwin, not in this day and age. Michael, we'll see a report on Nine News throughout the day, and we appreciate
Thanks,
the
Mickey.
Time.
Thanks, Millsy. Thanks, Baz.
Good on you, Michael Genovese there.